Oh, if you're allowed to or not, it's a shaila. What's mechuyev in truma samaisus? That's the shaila. Is it called kavas lamaisa yet? So kan and there, if Yisrael does kavas lamaisa, kan lechutzlarts and chutzlarts only with the rabbanan, there dipping into salt is not kavas lamaisa. So Mar says there it's kavas vos svisa. And there, if Yisrael, the fact you're dipping this your food into salt, that's called the chashivas. Therefore, it's like an achilas arad kvam. It's like gemar melachom. Therefore, it's mechuyev maaser. But the chutzlorets like kvas fisa. For the chutzlorets, since there is only midrabanan, they're dipping it into salt is not so bad. Omar Rav said back, no, miyikim midi, is there anything? The boritz kovas fisa midi raisa. That midi raisa in Eretz Yisrael, if you dip it into salt, it is called a kviyas lamaisa. For the chutzlorets like kvah, and that in the chutzlorets not, like lechura, midrabanan should be yasa. Like since the Rabbanan made Meisr in Chutzlorts, the Rabbanan will Masak in the Kiyan di Raisa. So if in Eretz Yisrael it's also, in Chutzlorts it should also be Yosa. And that's the kasha of Chutzlorts, like Kovas, Sviso, Mutla, Chathchila. You want to tell me it's Mutla, Chathchila to dip it into salt and eat it? How could that be? So therefore, Eluama Rav said no. Bein Boritz, Bein Chutzlorts. Both is talking about both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutzlorts. Chodo, Loikvoa, Sviso. Just one grape at a time, then dipping it into salt, that's not kovas lamaisa. Tarti, if you have two grapes at a time, then kovas tfisa. Then if you're regular poil, without a ksitza from the balabos, then when you eat two, and you dip it into salt, that's kovas lamaisa. What about kotsats? Let's say you make up with the balabos, so now it's called a little bit like a mekach, like you're taking it for your wages. It's like a mekach, it's like you're buying it from him. So now, Bein sofas, so bein lo sofas. It doesn't make a difference whether you put it into salt first or not. The locher is achas achas leichol. If you eat one at a time, that's only an arai. That's not kavas lemaisa yet. But shtayim shtayim lo yoichol. But if you have two at a time, that's also. Even without salt, two at a time, it's also. Now loikotzatz for lo sofas. Let's say they're not making a ketzitza. The balabos did not give you special permission to take it. It's not called like a mekach. And you did not dip it into salt. Then oichol, shtayim, shtayim. Then you could eat even two at a time. Sofas, let's say though you dip it into salt. Achas, achas, oichol. One at a time you're allowed to. Shtayim, shtayim, oichol. But two at a time you're not allowed to. V'yaf agav denota rishus mibalabais. Even though you took permission from the balabos. Still, it's also the it for lehula maisa because the maisa is like tevel for take off trumas maisa. So you're not allowed to eat it yet. For kovas svisa, and therefore the fact you are svisa, you put it into salt, that's kaveya. So if you have two at a time now, it's also to eat it until you take off trumas maisa first. Now the gemara is the tarti the kovas svisa minolan. How do we know this? When you eat two at a time and you dip it into salt, that's the kaveyas. That now you can eat it without, you cannot eat it without first taking off trumas amaisos. So Gemara says there's an asmachta for this, that Omer Rav Masna the Yom Akro, ki kiptson komir gorno. When you make a gorno by gathering it together, mashmatu, you ask what Rashi says, ein gorin ele kibbutz, v'yein kibbutz pokos mishtayim, so if when you gather together two, that's called like an omir, therefore this is kavas lemaisa. In other words, at all times when you kavas, you always need two. So for here, even though you're dipping it into salt, one is still mutter, one is not called a kvaf lemaiser until you have two. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what's in a price like this? Porois ha-machosois b'tfua. If you have your cows that are working on tfua, Rashi says it means you have your barley that's soaking in water and now you're drying it, and then you put it into the tanner, and then you dosh and then you thresh it, you have your porous, like trample over it to take off its klipa. So if you have your porois hamachosois betfua, that's threshing over the tfua. Vihadoshois betrumo meiser. Where else you have them being dash, Rashi says shibolim betrumo meiser. He was talking about that the tfua or the shibolim was from trumo meiser. And the case is, kugoin shekdimu b'shibolim. Well, we'll see later on that you took off your meiser first when it was still b'shibolim. That's how you could have the case. Now, b'kitsa so your porous. Your animals are being dash, are threshing now over terrace of trumas or meiser. So locheris ainu oivim mishum balsachsum. There's no love here of balsachsum. That means you're allowed to muzzle your animal when he's working on this. Like we'll soon see, because it says Daish is a normal type of a tfua and not Shruma Samaisus. Therefore, there's no lav haTorah to mozi your animal when he's being dash over Truma Samaisus. Abu Mipne Marasayim, but because of Marasayim, maybe bull, Meyoisi Hamin, bring like a bull, bring a barrel from this type of a min, Vetoilo Loi Betar. Betaskalin, Shibapia, and hang it around like the neck of the animal near its mouth. Bekitzim Shamara Sayin, make sure he has some food to eat. Even though you do not have to let him eat from this food, but make sure at least he has other type of food. Shimben ben Yechoyemer, maybe Karshinun. You have to bring that to Karshinun like lentils, or leek, Karshinun, for Toilu Law. And that's what you have to hang around the neck of the animal that you should eat from this. Shahakashinim yofus lo. Minakil. Because this is like the best food that you feed the animal. Like we'll see later on. The svar of lesachsim shobrisha is supposed to let the animal eat good food. So therefore here, when he's working on trumas and maestros, that you don't have to let him eat, from a shemara sign, he's supposed to give him good food. So therefore you're supposed to give him kashinim to eat. Now, Uramino, I have a question. Says aloha. There's no Issa Bar Sachsum. Because Mashmah, this is not Le Sachsum Shor B'disha. This is not called a regular Disha. Therefore, there's no Issa. But for Hadosha is Betrumo Meiser, Oive Mishrum Bar Sachsum. This is the Stira. Here it says that the animals are being dashed in regular Tfua. Just that it's Truma. So Meisros, there is an Issa Le Sachsum. You're not allowed to muzzle it. And before we had that, the Hadoshas Betrum Mo Meister, anyway, the Mishum Bar Sachsum, so it's a Sira. Now, another look it says here is, Vinochri Hadash Biparosa Shay Yisrael. If a Jew like gave over his ox or cow to a goy to work with it, so anyway, the Mishum Bar Sachsum. If the goy muzzles it, then the Jew is not over the Issa Bar Sachsum. Since it's not the Jew that's doing it, it's only the goy that's doing it, there's no Issa. But the Yisrael Hadash Biparosa Shanochri, let's say a Jew took a poro of a Jew took a poro of a goy, and he's dash, and he's thresh using the poro. So now, Oiver Mishum Basachsum, if the Jew muzzles it, there would be an Issa Basachsum. But I call upon him, Kashya Truma Truma, there's a Stira Truma Truma, and Kashya Maisa Maisa. The first price says that there's no Issa Basachsum by Truma and Maisa. And the second price says when the poros are working on Truma Samaisa, you have an Issa Basachsum. Sumer says, Bishleima truma truma lakasha. Bishleima krenzi, you truma truma is not a kasha. Kan betruma, kan be gedule truma. The one that said this also is only talking about gedule truma. Which gedule truma means what grows from the truma itself. Let's say you have an onion of truma. And you put the onion into the ground and now it grows up again. So that's only yasim midirabonin. Since midirais it's not called truma, therefore that's called lesasim shorbadisha. It's called a regular disha. Therefore you would have the yissa. And the first president says there's no way to talk about regular truma. So by truma you could find a truma with rice and a truma with rabbanon, it's good. Elo maisa maisa kasha. But maisa maisa, here there's a kasha, here you can't answer this way. So Mor says, v'chitema, maybe you tell me no. Maisa ra maisa namila kasha. Maisa ra maisa also is no kasha. And kan be maisa, kan be gedule maisa, maybe the same teretz. When you have your poros working on maisa itself, that's not the regular disha. There's no lavoi sachsim. And the one that says that it's also is only talking about the gedule maisa, which is only yosim with the rabbonin. Therefore, with the rice, that's called regular disha. Therefore, there is a lavoi sachsim. So Mor says, Bishleimo gedule truma truma. By truma, you can give such a teretz. Because I call upon him with the rabbonin, the gedule truma is also. Ele gedule maisa chulaninu. But what grows out of Meister, it's Chulin, it's not called Meister, so you can't answer this Pshat in the Braisa. To Tanan, we learned the Mishnah in Trumas. That Gedulei Tevel, if you have Tevel, that means fruits that was ready, Gemara Malocha. So it is an Issa now to eat it before you take off Trumas and Meisters. And now you planted it, or else the Gedulei Meister Sheni. You have the Gedulei of Meister Sheni that you've grown, the Locha is Chulin. What grows up now is Mutter, even with the Rabban, it's called Chulin. So the kids can't tell me that Gedule Meiser, because Gedule Meiser is Chulin. So here we have a steer then in the Loch of Meiser, when a poor is working with Meiser, is there an Issa Lesachsum or not? So Mor says al Lakasha. Ho, the Meiser Rishin, ho, the Meiser Sheni. One is talking about Maaser Rishon, and one is talking about Maaser Sheni. And if I'm Maaser Rishon Taker, it's like Chulin. So therefore, there would be a law of Leis Achsam. And one's talking about Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni is... And Maaser Sheni, that's not called Dishoy, therefore, be Mutti, you would not have the law of Leis Achsam, Shor B'Dishoy. Nothing more says, be boy, you say, another Teretz could be, I tell you, Ho V'Ho B'Maaser Sheni, both prices could be talking about Maaser Sheni. For the question is no stereo, I'll tell you, Ho Rabbi Meir, Ho Rabbi Yehuda. Ho Rabbi Meir, the Yomar, Maisa Mom and Gavoyahu. The price that says it's Mutu, the first price that goes according to Rabbi Meir. That holds Maisa Sheni is called Mom and Gavoyah, it's not called Dishoy. Therefore, there's no less Achsen. Ho Rabbi Yehuda, the Yomar, Maisa Sheni, Mom and Hedyutu. He also is called Mom and Hedyut, therefore it's called Dishoy. Therefore, you would have the love of less Achsen, Shorba Dishoy. Now the Gemara says, Heichidam, what's the case talking about? Like Rashi says, to have a maise koydim disha, how is it possible to have a maise before you made the disha? Usually the disha is the gemar melocha, it's first mechuyiv and trumas maise is after disha. So Gemara says, to go and check dino bishibolim, and echnami, where you took off the truma first, when it was still bishibolim, when it's still in its stalks, before you made disha. Now the Gemara is, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, ha boyi chayma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda Lechura, that it's called Meiser. Rashi says, even though it's called Meiser, it's Meiser Shein, even though it's called Mom and Hedjit, Rashi says, Kivun the Shein Meiser of Rabbi Yehuda Nami, the Mom and Hedjit to Hoboy Choyma. The Gemara's Kashri, like Rashi says, She'osa le'ochloi chus lechaymus vishlayim. Fe'ech yosi lad le'sachsam v'dochi lad le'such lecha b'sherecha. Like how come you not eat it outside Yerushalayim? The Horitz Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni could only eat inside Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, could go in Shadash Lefnim, Mechaim is Beis Pagi, and Echanami, we're talking about now, where you're inside the Chaimus of Yerushalayim. Beis Pagi, Rashi said, that's heck of Chitzos of Yerushalayim. That's the outside Chaim around Yerushalayim. So the kits of the Disha is done inside Yerushalayim, therefore the Poros are allowed to eat from it. Iboy Yisem, another territory of Heil Akasha. Kan be Maisa Vadai, Kan be Maisa Temai. One's by Maisa Vadai, then Takaritz also, then Takaritz Mutter, that's not called Yishrei, and Kan be Maisa Demai, that's only Midirabonin. Therefore, Midirais, it's not called Maisa, therefore it's called Yishrei, therefore there'll be a Lava Lysachsim. So Gemara says, if so, Hashto the Yathis Lahochi, now that he came on to this, I'll tell you, Truma, Truma Lekasha. Truma, Truma is also not Shver. Kan betrumas Vadai, Kan betrumas Demai. When it says it's Mutter, there's no Lava Lesachs, then that's talking about Trumas Devadai. That's not called Ishoi. And when it says it's Mutter, that's talking about Trumas Demai. That's only Yosef Midirabonin. Therefore, we look at, since Midirais says called Ishoi, therefore there would be a Lava Lesachs. So Mar says, no, the sense was no good. Bishlei ma maisa demai yikot. It's good that we have a loch of demai by maisa. That perish a boy off an amorach and I'll eat it before you take off maisrois. Ela truma is demai miyika. Is there such a loch that if you buy perish off an amorach, you can't eat it before you take off truma? No. Truma, the amoratsim also took off. You do not have to take off truma. For your time, you would learn like this. That Afu bitteles havidui, he's going on Yerchin and Kohen Godel. Gemara and Sotah it says he made bittel on the vidui. Rosh Hashanah Maisa, even Shachaverim, they don't have to say biarti akodesh min abayis. Now, and you can't say begam asat lelevi, the vishlohayu noistem Maisa rishon levi, because the tekana was not to give it to a levi anymore, but give it to a kohen. So therefore, he's mavatal the din vidui by Maisa. That's one thing he made. And also the gozer al hademai. He also made his new gzera that when you buy peres with an amoritz, before you eat from it, you have to take off maisris. Now we'll soon see it's only a din in Maisa and not a din in truma. Why? The priest sholach b'chol gvul Yisrael. He sent out all the gvul of Yisrael. For Ron he saw shlohoyu mafrishin ela truma gedoylo. That throughout the whole Klal Yisrael, the most of the people were only taken off truma gedoylo bovad, because that was the chi of chorus if we don't need it. I mean, Ovid Misa Rashi says, so therefore they were afraid about it, but Maisas didn't take off. So he made gzeira that the parish should buy for Amorot. You have to first take off Maisas first. So you see, there's no din truma gedoylo to be taken off from demai. So Mor says all the kasha. There still there's no kasha about truma truma. Kan betruma smaisa vadai. Kan betruma smaisa demai. When it says truma, doesn't mean truma gdela. It means truma smaisa. After the maisa, you give to the levi has to take off truma smaisa from that. So truma smaisa, there is a pasha of demai. So when it says it's also it's talking about demai, and when it says it's mutter, it's talking about regular truma smaisa, which is not called dishoin. Therefore, you do not have the lab lesachsim shorba dishoin. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, even name Rav Sheshes." They ask the question from Rav Sheshes. "Hoy soy cheles umatreses maho." If you have your porra that was being dashed, that was working, and it wasn't muzzled, and it was eating, but the eating was making it bad for the animal itself. It was matreses; it kept on letting it out. Rav Sheshes, "Choyli mayin." It had a stomach ache, like, and everything was coming out of it. So if so, what's the law? Are you allowed to muzzle it up now or not? Mishum demaili law, who v'olemaili law? Is the reason why you're not allowed to muzzle it? Because when it eats, it's good for the animal. So therefore, when it's working, you have to let it eat. But here, if the animal is sick, it's better off not eating. Or maybe techazio mitzara, because the animal, when it's working, sees the food, and if it can't eat from it, it has tzar. So that's why we let it eat. V'ho'chazio mitzara. And over here also, it sees and has tzar, that's a svar why you should have an issa always achsam. So when it says, Omelu, Rav Sheshes, Tenisu, we learned. Rav Shimra ben Yehoyoyim, maybe Kashinun, he's supposed to feed it Kashinim. And again before, Mishomar Sayin, he's supposed to put some food around its neck, by its mouth. V'toyle bosha Kashinim, Yofois lo min akril, because that's the best food to give it. So Shema Amina from here, it's a proof, Mishum Damali Lohu Shema Amina, that the reason why there's a lav lois hachzom is because when it's working, it's good to eat food. The food is good for it. So therefore, in a case here where it's sick, and whatever it's doing, it's coming right out again, so therefore you're better off muzzling it, you have a heter to muzzle it. Iboilu, have a question like this. Mal sheyoy merodim lenochri, chasoyim porosi v'doishbo. Is a man allowed to tell a guy, listen, you go and work with my poro, and you, the guy, you muzzle it. Me, Amrinan, do we say, Ki Amrinan Amir Lunochri Shvus, when do we say that it's that awesome, Midi Rabbana, to tell a guy to do a malacha for you? Something that's also for a Jew to do. You're not allowed to tell a guy to do it for you. Maybe Hani Milalinian Shabbos, maybe it's another guy to the Yisroel of Shabbos. The Yisaskila, because there's a Chomet, the Yisrael and Yisaskila are involved. Avul Chasima Nochri, Mashenkin Avul Chasima the Yisalav Loi. But here, just to let a guy work with the para when it's muzzled, there's only a lav. Maybe there's no issa to tell the guy to do it for you. Or else maybe no, maybe there's no difference. And that's why we pass on the chumrum, that there's no difference. At any time, that's also for us to do it, we're not allowed to tell a guy to do it either. You have this lav, but even my lav, Allah Tachsam, Rabbi Yenissa Amira Liyakim. But that's at least the shell on the Gemara. Gemara says, Toshtram Akama, bring your proof. We had before it said, Nochri Hadash, before Rosh Hashanah Yisrael, if a guy is working with a Jewish poro, so ain't no over Mishum Balsachsim. The owner, the Jew, is not over with the lav of Balsachsim. So it's Mashma, never who the layover. He's not over the lav of Balsachsim. For Yisurika, but I call upon him in the Rabbanon that was supposed to do it. There is an Isser involved. This Mashma, there is an Isser, Amir Liyakum, even by this lav of Balsachsim Shabbatishai. So Mar says, maybe no, maybe there's no proof. The din who really I tell you the Surinamileka. Maybe there's not even a Nisar either. Just the idea the Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer that the Yisrael Hadash Biparosa Shonochri. Oiver, it says a lot of the Yisrael is Dash Biparosa Shonochri, even though the guy owns the poro. But if a Jew is working with it, there's a lav of him not to be soxum, not to muzzle it. If so, Tana Reisha ain't waver. That's when the Reisha says the opposite way, where the poro belongs to the Jew, but it's the guy that's doing it, ain't waver, the Jew is not over the lav of Baisachsim. But it could be, there's no Isser either. The reason why it says there's no lav is because since in the Sefer, once you say there is a lav, and the Reisha says there's no lav. But it could be, maybe, there's no Isser either. So for me, you can't bring any proof to say there would be a lav, the Nisser of Amir Liyakim, even by a lav. Alright, a turnover. You know, Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. It says, the Shulchan Eliyahu Shmuel, they sent to Avudi Shmuel,